Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Let the ulema declare the obligation of jihad upon Pakistan's armed forces for the protection, liberation of Gaza and Palestine. Let them hold the military and political leadership to account for their inaction. An armed forces press release dated November 17, 2023, detailed Pakistan's Army Chief General Asim Munir's meeting with a delegation of ulema and mashayikh. Despite the passage of many days, none of the ulema refuted its content or expressed their disapproval. The press release stated that, quote, ulema and mashayikh unanimously condemned extremism, terrorism, end quote. The forum unanimously supported the government's measure to harden the state, including repatriation of illegal foreigners. The forum also expressed anguish on the ongoing conflict in Gaza and atrocities, and quote, COAS, while lauding Pagam-e-Pakistan fatwa by religious scholars to nullify misleading propaganda disseminated by extremists and terrorists, end quote. Thus, the ulema and mashayikh did not act as the inheritors of the prophets, alayhim salam, must. They did not hold the rulers accountable for expelling the oppressed Afghan Muslims. They did not perform the obligation of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. They did not account the army chief for restraining the willing and capable armed forces from performing their duty to support the oppressed children and women of Gaza. Instead, the ulema supported the agenda of the rulers. The impression given was that the oppressive policy of the Pakistani rulers and their decision to abandon jihad is supported by the ulema and mashayikh. It is an obligation upon the ulema, following in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pious predecessors of the ummah, to account the army chief for abandoning his responsibility to help the Muslims of Gaza. It was the responsibility of the ulema to declare jihad as being obligatory upon the Pakistani armed forces, mobilizing them to protect the Muslims of Gaza, based on the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ad-dinu nasiha," deen is advice, Bukhari and Muslim. We sincerely advise the ulema not to be afraid of the security agencies of the oppressive rulers. They must repel the whispers of the devils amongst them. They must challenge the treachery of the rulers and not cover up their treason. They must abstain from supporting them in oppression. O ulema and mashayikh, do not welcome the officials of the state agencies who come to you to threaten you on behalf of the tyrants. Fearlessly declare the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the minbars. Fulfill your obligation to lead the ummah. Your predecessors happily embraced imprisonment and hardship at the hands of tyrants. They did not retreat from the sharia duty of accountability of the ruler. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ألا لا يمنعن أحدكم هيبة الناس أن يقول بحق إذا رآه أو شهده فإنه لا يقرب من أجل ولا يباعد من رزق أن يقول بحق أو يذكر بعظيم. Do not let the fear of people prevent you from telling the truth when you see or know it. Indeed, speaking the truth and saying a great thing neither brings death near nor repels sustenance away. Ahmad, Ibn Hibban, and Ibn Majah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those who fear Allah of His servants are those who have knowledge. Surah Fatir 28. Thus, the foremost concern of the ulema is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than fearing human beings, whether it is the accountability of the rulers or enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. The ulema must lead the Muslims. We must remind the ulema that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ كلمة عدل عند سلطان جائر أو أمير جائر. The best of jihad is word of justice in the face of a tyrant sultan or tyrant emir. Abu Dawood, Ahmed. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, سيد الشهداء حمزة بن عبد المطلب ورجل قام إلى إمام جائر فأمره ونهاه فقتله. The chief of martyrs is حمزة بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه, and the one who stood up to a tyrant ruler, commanded him and forbade him, and was martyred. Al-Hakam. We remind the ulema that any weak stance from you will weaken the ummah. You are placing a burden on your own shoulders for the day of judgment. So speak the truth, your steadfastness upon the truth, and your sacrifices for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give encouragement and strength to the Ummah. You must lead the Ummah in demanding the armed forces of Pakistan undertake the obligation of jihad for the liberation of Palestine. It is your duty as a carrier of knowledge of the noble Quran and prophetic Sunnah. Otherwise, the oppressed Muslims of Gaza will be condemning evidence against these tyrants as well as you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Resurrection. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.